D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Meantime, old cash mumbo.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
Woo!
We are live.
Oh my goodness, a special fucking episode today. Dave, Josie, as you probably know, sitting across me, we got
Johnny A. Wow Wow West.
Probably Johnny East, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And to his right, Tommy C. from East Tennessee.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Thomas can't see without his glasses.
You're not wrong.
Lost him on his birthday. And special fucking guest. Connell living above the brim.
Oh,
oh, I don't know if you got his lessons, but living above the brim, baby.
Always. I just got one question. Yeah. Y'all niggas wanna get some pancakes?
Yep.
Shane Gillis firefighter sketch. Oh yeah, that's another thing we didn't tell you, like he's a huge Shane head.
Oh,
guy,
hell yeah.
So. Oh, fuck him. Yeah.
Escorts.
Fucking love it. Excited to finally have you on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about it for a while.
We ain't had a guest in a while either.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Ethan.
Yeah. Other than Ethan, my son, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's almost 20. He's funny as hell.
Okay.
Oh, here's some other. He's a grandfather.
Yeah. Oh, you told me about that.
I think I have yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, baby girl Catherine Rose will be 3 on the 4th of July.
Awesome. On the 4th?
And what's her
social? That's my favorite day.
Yeah, there you go.
So nickname America?
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of social, we're going to bring up the pain in the ass lady at Walmart. I'm going to need your social to pay your rent.
First, I wanted to bring up, you remember the $1 million bill from last week I told you guys about?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If you're not familiar, I actually have it in my lunchbox. I'm not lying. But like, it was a scripture like shaming you for being alive. And it's like, you need Jesus to, you know, repent for that or something. And like you can't look at someone you're not married to and be like, they're hot. Is this not what it said? I'm paraphrasing. It was said lust instead, but anyhow, dude, she was at City Farms the next fucking day. I swear to God, I told you at work about it. I told like Zach, someone else, or no, maybe Zach wasn't there yet. So yeah. So this was Wednesday last week.
The day after we talked about her.
She accosted me. Yeah. She was accosting her fucking customers leaving the store. Ew. And they just bought 2 fifths, you know, and a couple cigars, but...
So she double dipped.
I'm walking in from my break. I see her. She didn't have her daughter with her, thank goodness, but it was earlier in the day. Mm. I wonder about what, she at school? Get a fucking job.
Get a fucking job, dude.
Stop handing up fake $1 million bills.
Should have walked up to her and said, dude, my wife would really think you're hot.
She'd be like, well, you get $2 million. Here's what you get. But I was like, dude, I kind of kicked her up. Like, get that shit out of
the way. Get it.
Get the broom.
Yes. Hey.
Sweeper.
Yeah.
This white lady who's probably either, you know, 10 years older than me or like 2 months older than me. You're like, wow.
You just can't tell.
So you got a pretty old daughter, but I don't know, people my age have, you know, kids. Yeah. So it's not crazy. Mm. But like, I got hit hard the other day. I was working register.
Oh.
Checked a guy's ID. And I was like, yo, you're 6 months older than me?
Mm.
What? You're you look rough. But it was like a put together rough. Like it was a, he was like a bigger fella. I'm not fat shaming.
Yeah.
That wasn't what I was like, whoa. The hair, like the dress get up, everything. I was like, you just, I thought you were a decade older than me.
What's the term, Tom, the southern term, like throwing up, something like throwing up wet or shit. I can't think of it.
You're not from the south, dude. Not
throwing up wet. Yeah.
No, well, it's
can you
like,
believe he's from Portland, Maine, actually?
Really?
Not Portland, Tennessee.
Nah, no, it's Portland, Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh.
Whenever he says Portland, they're like, Oregon or Maine? He's like, what about my voice says Oregon or Maine? Or Maine. Like, what are you talking
well,
about?
Well, I'll tell like the girls at work, like, yeah, like I'm going home to Portland to see my family, yeah, you know. And,
you got a flight
and they're like, what? Oregon or Maine? And I'm like, oh, yeah, bitch, I sound like I'm from Oregon or Maine.
Everyone in Oregon is all right.
Dave does the best John West
impression. I do a pretty mean John West impression. Anytime I'm telling a story where he's got dialogue, I'm John West voice. People enjoy it. Like, oh my god.
Like he does like McConaughey for me. And it's perfect.
Hell yeah.
I love John West.
Mm.
Studied him for years.
Big fan.
He was like, I don't know if he was dreaming me or I was dreaming him.
I'm not sure if this is not some Fight Club shit where I'm like, you're just the figment of my imagination.
The whole time.
Sitting on both sides of the table right now. And I'm telling you, like, man, this guy is crazy.
Yeah. Like, tomorrow at work, Connell's going to be like, who the fuck were you talking to last night? The whole night.
So, who are you talking to last
night? That is fucking hilarious.
But yeah.
Dude, I'm really excited to be here, dude. Like,
yeah, I'm excited to have you.
Do you got anything you want to, do you got any... dare I say hot topics?
Oh.
Or something crazy or fun, you know? You heard?
Oh, no. I'm petty, so I can't.
So, the other thing, I don't know if you guys saw this, fucking Nick Swartzen got booed off stage. Y'all know Nick Swartzen?
Yeah.
He's from, like, Grandma's Boy.
He's
been in a lot of Sandler films.
Yeah.
Funny comedian.
Bus driver and the Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grandma's Boy, he's the one that's like, shit's weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He
high score? What's that mean?
He was on Reno 911.
Yeah,
he was great. He's hilarious.
Got booed off stage up in Colorado and like tweeted the next day, like, yo, dude, fucking don't mix edibles with alcohol at this altitude. Fucking brain diarrhea.
Like, good joke.
Like he got booed off stage. He's like, hey guys, you want to hear an impression? I forget who he's doing the impression. And he's like, all right, here we go. Okay, here we go.
Never came with the impression.
He did that for about a minute. Like, ooh. Like, you suck.
Oh, God.
And then they finally, like, cut off the spotlight from him, like, cut the lights on the audience, They cut his mic.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Oh, man.
Like, the small video I saw, he's like, you guys know Norm MacDonald? All right, here we go. That's when they cut his mic. It was like, all right. I'm not trying to shit on him. I fucking love Nick Swartzen. Even his early specials I used to watch on Comedy Central.
I don't know. That makes my heart sad. He got booed off stage.
Oh no, I got.
What makes me sad? I swear he was on someone else's podcast, being like, "Yeah, like done with the booze," and it was like, ah. That sucks. Like, you were a part animal. Like, good for you, you know? Like, Kyle Kinane, I think, is like a similar... I don't know. He might have been like, no, I'm not... I'm relaxed with the voice of Comedy Central.
Yep.
Yeah.
But and like, now, the bonfire. Yeah. With Big J. Oakerson and Dan Soder.
Got that good raspy Chicago. But no, with Swartzen, it was like, ah, oh, good for you. You got clean. Like, he had plenty of good jokes of, like, being a booze bag and whatnot. But... like, it was like, oh, he's back on the sauce. And he
got too fucked up before his show.
How many edibles do you take? Like, you're kind of like 47 years old, dude. Like,
Jesus.
You know?
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, You gotta know yourself or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Was it his show?
Yeah, it was his stand-up show. Oh, for headlining out in Colorado.
I wonder if they filmed that.
There was a little bit of cell phone footage, but I don't know. I mean, at least it wasn't worse than Kramer's set, I guess.
Not at all.
You know Kramer from...
Yeah, I know Kramer, is, yes.
You never heard of his infamous...
Did he say the N-word?
Did he say it? He spoke it. Yeah. I was like, whoa! Yeah. My heart's broken right now.
It wasn't a good time.
I felt your pain, but never those, like, would you do that? Like, oh my God. That's it. We'll watch it whenever we do our, like, little break or whatever. But, like, okay. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Jeez. So something I always wondered, though, did he do that post? He had to have done that post Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. He was the guy fucking canceled immediately.
No, so Seinfeld's got a thing on Netflix. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
I think. That's Jerry's show.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think his name's Michael Richards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has him on. And like, Michael's like, dude, fucking thank you. You're the only one that was nice to me.
Jordan. He's been hated on for the past 25 years now.
Jesus.
For that.
Yeah, long ago?
Yeah.
I would say around 20 years probably.
Yeah.
Because I think Seinfeld ended, 2000 or 2001 or something.
Yeah.
Like, that might have been 2006 or some shit. Maybe 2004, I don't know. But
I'm surprised he didn't get his ass kicked over that. You know, because, I mean, like, he had, like, well, such a platform at one point. And, I mean, everybody knows who the fuck he is, you know.
Well, you know, work-wise, he got his ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
The first time you saw him on camera was Jerry Seinfeld's Netflix.
The past 20 years,
I don't think you got to pay SAG on that.
Yeah. I don't think he's getting any kind of serious work anytime soon. You know,
your SAG card is beat up, dude. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. No. That was funny. Right, but. Super Tuesday, guys.
Yeah, I know. Super Tuesday.
What does that mean?
Super Tuesday. I think that means people vote for stuff. Right?
Yeah. Old Trump daddy.
I don't think tacos are half off, which is kind of offensive.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit.
If it's called Super Tuesday, it should be Taco Tuesday.
Everybody should get a taco free.
We should have went.
Mm-hmm.
So John and I went and got some frozen margs last night because it was so nice out when I got home.
Yeah,
we were like, dude, it's like 70 degrees. We gotta go sit on a patio somewhere.
Some
drinks.
Frozen
margs.
Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm down. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, it was great.
But Tuesday, we probably should have did it today.
Oh yeah.
Well, I was even thinking like, fucking Walmart. Fucking Walmart. Fucking Walmart lady with the thick glasses didn't know what the fuck she was doing with the computer.
I see some cheeks at Walmart.
Christy.
Yeah.
Those were some wild glasses, like.
Dude, there's
they were the color of my lighter. Like, they really were. They were the color of my lighter.
Yeah.
And, like, that old school, like, 70s, like, point.
Oh, I seen her face. She had that, I don't think it's going to work, you guys' face.
Yeah.
Chip's like, you're asking weird questions and this has never happened before. Right. What's going on?
Yeah, what's your social security number? Never asked that.
She's going to sign you up for college.
Yeah. Hey.
I better check
my bank. She got on the form of he's applying for a job at the Walmart. He goes, all right, I'm going to need your social security number. I'm going to need your ID. I'm going to need, what is your current occupation?
Your mother's maiden name. Shut the fuck up. I'm not doing that.
Try to pay rent, motherfucker. Like, I'm trying to get in and get out.
I give you account number, you take money.
Yes.
Like, that's all we're doing here.
I'm already in a dog shit situation after Kentucky and went. Like, man, fucking God. You don't want to be here and you're paid to be here. Right. How long do you think I want to be here?
And then the line was trash.
I'm giving you that.
Then we had the fucking guy, like, don't treat me like a child.
Ooh, I loved him. I want to be like, dude. If Connell wasn't on tonight, I would have asked him to be on the cast.
I was.
We don't want to have too many voices at one. I would have asked a guy like, dude, hey, You're a cheerleading child. You want to come talk to me?
I talk about it.
Well, dude. I watch a lot of the Facebook videos, and a lot that come on my algorithm is like Walmart fights.
Yeah.
And so I thought, like, we about to see a Walmart fight.
And Walmart fights is like, oh, it's fast food. It's always McDonald's. Well, there's so many of them. Sorry for the interruption. We did have, obviously, technical difficulties, as we do.
And one girl did have some cheese. Oh my God.
She looked straight at my face. I'm like, turn around.
She was like brown bag special, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Go to the store.
Yeah.
Tarzan.
Yeah. My wife like, you want to go to Walmart? Yeah. I'll sit in the car.
Yeah. We'll go all the way to South Knoxville.
Yeah.
She like, we're going to that Walmart.
You just want a parking lot watch. Yes.
I'm going to pick up Dave, John, and Tommy real quick.
Make it a real family trip. It's like me, Connell, Dave, the kids, and we're sitting, Tommy.
We're sitting in the car.
Yeah.
Sitting in the parking lot.
So you didn't get a sitter for this?
The funny thing about it, I got three girls. So my middle daughter, I'm like, Ileana, check them out. She's like, Daddy, I don't want to see the shit. Put some cheeks over there.
She's like, daughter, look at the... Show me your eyes and look at them cheeks. Hurry up.
My son, do it now.
My son sits behind me. I'm like, ah, you don't know. Look at them cheeks, Ileana.
About to check those cheeks. Hurry up.
Pubs don't care. See your phone? Your phone? No, cheeks, dude.
Yeah. Cheeks. That's funny, though. Like, she's cool like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
interact with you. Oh, no, I have to. Because I have no other friends. You guys are my...
You might lose your sanity. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got four kids, dude. They're all wild. And they're like, from youngest to oldest, 2, 4, 6, and 8.
Every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
Well, isn't that the way your timeline went, Dave? Like,
my mom and dad did every year. It was 85, 86, 87.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But it was January 85, May 86, December 87.
Okay. Me and my sister are 2 years apart.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm 85, she's 87.
Okay.
Like birthday too.
He thinks he's better than us.
Oh.
I'm just
kidding. I was a little snob on that one. My
bad, dude.
Bad fucking. So what else is going on in the world nowadays, guys? I mean, well, we got a big election coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you got a different note, Dave.
I don't really have any great notes. Actually, I did send you a pic. I do want to see that the LAR pic. So I'm in this group on Facebook called Maryville Speaks Out.
Yeah.
People ask for advice and shit all the time, and it's sometimes entertaining, sometimes like, shut the fuck up, Greg. You post this every month. So it reads, what is the cheapest LAR for divorce,
oh,
or for
God.
Getting divorced? She spells LAR, L-A-W-E-R.
Well, first off, lawyers aren't cheap at all.
They're not cheap. LARs aren't cheap.
I don't know what a LAR is.
They do law. They're fucking LARs, dude. What are you talking about?
It sounds like a verb instead of a noun.
Exactly. It's like... fucking LAR after work, dude.
LAR
after work? Yeah. It's like going to get a drink somewhere or something.
But East Tennessee's finest.
That
right
cracked
there.
Me up. And so a couple... But like, I do like seeing... like. Because it's one of those posts that get like 500 likes or something. But it shows you some people liked it, some people hearted it, some people laughed at it. I'm like, who laughed at it?
Yeah.
I might be sending them some friend requests. That seemed like funny people. Like, they get it. And then I go through the comments and people were suggesting this person named Laura. Like Laura Bailey or so. I don't know the name. So I think you mean Laura. Can't help myself, dude. Like, I don't know if he used this joke yet. This is crazy. It's a layup.
Like, it's easy, dude.
Yeah.
It's like...
I think you mean Laura. Laura. So, yeah. I don't know. I might need to start saving more posts from... I think we've talked about it before. Where like,
you can call Larry. Hilarious.
Merville speaks out, you know.
Love her, Lar. Divorce, Lar. cheap. We get
it. I don't know what it is. Like, even my dad, like, he's still in Middle Tennessee, too, kind of. But he calls, like, Merble, like, he makes fun of him. He's like, Merble. Yeah, it's like, there's, like, three U's in there.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
I'm like, yeah, Merble.
Yes, please.
Merble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually make people mad because I say, hey, I work near Maryville. They're like, dude, no, it's not that. I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Maryville.
I would say Maryville.
Why you said it like that? Maryville. Why you said it the way you said it?
Yeah.
That was so much choice.
It's Maryville.
It's
Maryville. I'm born and raised, baby. Like, yeah, right. Fuck with me.
That doesn't exactly help your case. I'm smarter than you guys. I was raised here. Like, all right, relax. Hey, Mom, come pick me up. I want practice. It's just a funny line that popped in my head like a week ago.
So it is funny. I had a friend that lived in my neighborhood. They were from Maryville, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled exactly like Maryville, Tennessee.
Maryville, Tennessee.
So that's like the thing with me, like the Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
They're like, oh.
Well, no, you don't say it differently. You're like, it's Poutland, Tennessee.
Poutland.
Portland. We don't say the R.
I also know a guy.
Poutland, Tennessee.
It's silent, baby.
I also know a guy that's from Maryville, Indiana, but it's spelled Merriv,
That's Maryville.
Maryville.
It's two hours.
Mary. It's like Mary, like that's, Merry Christmasville. You know,
that's going to be my new thing to piss people off. It's called Maryville.
Maryville.
I've been living here in Maryville for like 10 years. Why'd you Maria. Call it Maryville?
Why do you say it like that?
What's your goddamn problem? Sorry, I'm not a swearing man, but...
What's your goddamn problem?
What's your goddamn problem, buddy? Maryville? Are you...
Maryville?
Tommy, my question for you.
Oh, shit.
Did you experience... So apparently Facebook went down today.
I did.
I know you like to post memes and share reels and whatnot. That's me, really, really.
The funniest part was fucking my buddy at work fucking texted me. He's like, dude, I think I got blocked from Facebook. I'm like, nah, I think they're just having like technical difficulties because... I tried to log in, and it's like, oh, no. I'm like, all right, cool.
I didn't notice. I was at the doctor's office. I thought I had bad service.
Like, yeah.
I opened Facebook, and it was like, we're not loading this. I was like, all right, I'll close the app, open it up.
Logging you out.
Showed me the same thing. I got off the Wi-Fi there. Mm-hmm. Showed me a couple things I didn't see before, and I was like, yeah, we're not showing you more. I was like, oh, okay. I got bad service. And then people were, like, posting memes, like... I was logged into MySpace. How long was Facebook down for and how long are you on it? Like 2008, I could see you being like, I spent 6 hours on it. Like, dude, nobody's on Facebook for.
No.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was logged into MySpace.
Is this about Farmville?
The only thing I miss about MySpace, like. You get on the page, you could put like a fucking theme song.
A playlist, bro.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how annoyed I'd get. Click on like a girl's page or something like that, and like some like, and I'm like, make it stop. Make it like,
my favorite
look
part
at
about,
your profile, girl. I don't want to get screamed at right
My favorite thing about MySpace was you ranked your friends.
Dude, yeah, the top eight. How many relationships probably they would have ended anyways without MySpace? But it just made it.
Like, to me, that
why did you ever in your top eight?
It was just such a wild feature, but it was so much fun. Oh, like,
yeah. Well, no, dude.
Like, you pissed me off, bitch. You getting dropped out of top eight?
Your five best friends you can call for free.
Five.
Yeah, let me sign up for that. I got Tommy. I got John. Oh, hey, I met Canelo. my mom, my sister. Sorry, Ed.
Shit, I'm out. I'm out of free calls now.
Damn it, call me after 9.
After 9. Only on weekends.
Yeah.
Give me all my anytime minutes, baby.
Yeah. He's like, bitch, this ain't any time. Like, try and call me before 9.
No, Birdshaw gave, said a good, like, you're wasting my anytime minutes. I don't know why. Like, that used to be a relevant joke, but such a funny joke.
I still say it. It's, I still say that.
It's a good fucking joke to say still because it's like, what?
Like, it's like, anytime ain't anytime.
Dude, you're wasting my anytime minutes.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah, I still say that. Still say that.
Dude,
I
fucked up. My first cell phone, my mom got it for us my freshman year of high school. Texting was still like fairly new, so like you could get unlimited, or you could be like, it was, I think mom added like you got 500 free text.
Well, and then when you're texting, hey, because the charges, I think the texts you get are part of it, right? Or no?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got 500 that were free. And then after that, it was like fucking like 50 cents a text.
It's each text. It's not just your text. It's like if you
you had outgoing and receiving. Yeah.
So 50 are free. Again, like some people were dumb. We're like, hey. Like,
oh, yeah.
What the fuck do you want to know? Like, I'm going to use every character. I'm going to use every 180 character.
Fucked up. Yeah, I sent like fucking 3,000 texts. So fucking mom's phone bill is like goddamn $400 or $500.
You sent that many dick pics?
I was ahead of the game, bro.
He's like, hey, if anyone tries to expose me, I'm a minor. It's child porn, you pervert.
It's fucking 06.
You fucking pervert, dude.
Oh, we just got camera phones, dude.
So kind of, has Dave ever told you I didn't get my first smartphone until 2017?
No,
swear to God. Swear to God. I was rocking a flip phone up until then.
What were you, Amish?
I almost got robbed, you know.
I was a pescatarian. I was going to eat fish. I don't know. there's a different type of Amish. Like, no, you can drive cars and use cell phones. Nothing more than that. No pagers or nothing.
You can't go past a cell phone or a flip phone.
No jet skis. So yeah, when I first met John Weiss, we hadn't lived together yet. We hadn't become co-parents. So he was going on a date with BBG.
Oh.
And he was like, "How do I get here?" I was like, "Type the address in your phone." He goes, "No, I got a flip phone." I'm like, "Fuck." So I look up, I do it my GPS.
I need the MapQuest.
I write down the
pages. Remember MapQuest?
The pages?
I write down
the pages. Yeah.
I'm looking at my phone. Who owns a fucking printer? Like, outside of a business. Like, I can't say, print the. I have to write these. I'm like, let me go find my notebook and pen.
Connell, no shit. I asked Dave, like, hey. Do MapQuest.
Wrote the shit down, kind of explained to him, like, you're going to see this, that lane's going to be straight only, you're going to want to be in that right lane. I gave him directions.
Yeah.
Wait, whatever happened to the date? Did you get any booze?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it worked out.
It was worth it.
That's called
MapQuest was worth it. Yep.
And what was the hookup history on Chappelle? this would be a good story.
Well, John West had to MapQuest his way all the way to the Smoky Mountain Brewery.
I miss John West.
Had to go to the brewery. Fornicate with this woman. Thankfully, his friend Dave.
Yeah. You guide him in the right direction.
Handwriting he could read.
And thanks to his friend Dave.
He got to smell that finger.
That was his reward for his.
Hey,
his.
Dave. Jones. Some days I'm like, ooh.
That's got a bite to it.
It's just a cocksmith that I smell his finger. Every other day, it's disgusting.
Every other day,
it's disgusting. Yeah. That's some Johnny shit.
That's a classic question. Yeah. Have you guys ever smelled the guy's finger when he was like...
I have. Actually, I have.
If someone tells him to smell their finger, I'm immediately like, I'd rather not.
I've had...
It smells like cotton candy. Why? Like, that's weirder than anything.
I believe you.
Well, I've had buddies that just got pussy, right? And they do it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, if they do it to you, it's one thing. But, like, I've never forced someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't think I was like...
Hey, Trey. Finger Jess last night. You want to smell my finger?
Finger banged her.
He's like, whooshes.
Hey, I didn't wash it. I didn't wash it either. Dude, I kept it.
You notice I've been using my left hand all morning?
Don't smell dissipate whatsoever.
It's still there. What wakes me
up? It's like fucking smelling salt.
Normal. I talked to her like, yo, we had doctors. What's going on?
I'm up.
It's like, dog, I don't even need a cup of coffee. I just need that. And it's like, jeez. Oh, now yeah. I'm awake, dude. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hot coffee, let's go.
Yeah.
You guys want to take a quick smoke break?
Yeah.
Get back for the last half?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yo, shout out fucking DDDC, Double Dead Dad Club. You guys want to hear how my dad died?
All right, no. But
or do you want to hear the stroke story? Stroke story. Not how he died. He didn't die hilariously.
Yeah.
He died normal.
There are a few funny stories, though.
I think I heard like one story.
So I won't get too involved in the one story, but the one story dealt with someone like on a bachelorette party shitting the bathroom like fucking was it Dumb and Dumber? Like when they tried to do the prequel.
Yeah.
Bob Saget's like there's shit everywhere. Like sure. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
On the walls. And my brother tells my father the story and then has a stroke like that night or the next day. But so my brother tells my dad the story and he goes, damn. Wish you wouldn't have told me that. Like, what's this? And it was like, he did. So,
well, my favorite.
He had a stroke the next day.
You know my favorite story though. Mm-hmm. You know my favorite story.
Is it a good one?
Your brother sees him naked.
Oh, so that was a joke. I made up.
He's like, so bang.
After the stroke, he didn't really do that.
Don't paint
my father as a homophobe.
That didn't actually happen.
No, I was just joking. Like, Ed walked in, I was like, oh, good grief. You know, like, walked back out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, that'd be so funny if he walked in, like, because he, like, said he may not get it. Bang. It was one good heart. So, like, I forget it.
That was great. I love that story.
Penis out. Speaking of fathers and family, did you know Tommy was almost a junior? All right, real quick, some backstory. He's got an uncle who they call Junior, but I call him Uncle Junior. So he is a guy named Uncle Junior. This guy is... you talked to him about going about the 1969 trip to the moon. He's like, I did a secret mission in 68.
He's a one-upper.
Oh, gotcha.
A big-time one-upper.
Gotcha.
A.K.A. genius. Probably hilarious.
He was Neil Armstrong before Neil Armstrong, you know.
Have I ever told you what his actual name is?
You have not, I don't believe. Should we speak it here?
Clarence.
Oh, you did tell me that. Because this guy's a gangster. His real name's Clint. He's not a gangster. He's a hillbilly.
But yeah,
he went to a rich school. He was like,
he went to fucking William Moore. Oh yeah, a lot of us did. What's your problem?
He went to a rich school. He's got rich parents. You know?
Uncle Junior's the dude though. He's the fucking dude.
I love the saga, the legend of him. Even Bobby Love being like, you shouldn't meet him. I'm like, he's one of the only people I want to meet alive right now. You know? Like, of new people I don't know about that I've never met. He's
a fucking trip, man, I tell you.
Not number one is number two. Like, gotta meet Uncle Junior so quick.
It's like, hey, I got my top five people I want to have a beer with. Uncle Junior's.
So we almost had to fight my cousin's boyfriend. It was fucking Easter, like last year or the year before. Gosh, after our dinner, you know, we have dinner and everything. I'm like, Junior, let's go have some drinks. He's like, all right, let's go. Well, my cousin Johnny joins us. Well, the dude she's seen at the time, like, she's sitting with me and Junior, like, he's getting, like, jealous. And it's like, bro, like, this is her uncle and cousin. Right. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't say you could have no family.
Like, I know we're in Tennessee, but goddamn it, we don't do that.
Yeah. I'm gonna stay the night tonight for 2 weeks straight.
So, like, this motherfucker.
Be unforgivable.
Oh my god.
This motherfucker is like trying to get buck with us. Uncle Junior, he's a smaller guy. He's like 5'7", you know, like.
He's got a gun on him. He's probably my size.
He's like 160, but there's like 30 pounds in the gut. But he, you know, was 20 years National Guard, fucking, you know.
Hell yeah.
Just a little badass motherfucker, so he's always down. Like,
he's down to clown, baby. No, I do. I like when Bobby's like, no, you don't need to meet him. I'm like, I have to meet this guy. You're telling me these stories. Either John didn't shave his head in like sixth grade or some shit.
You're not sure this guy exists.
Yeah. I was almost named. That's why, you know, brought it, like, you were almost
Junior. I was almost a junior.
His name was almost, wasn't it almost Junior? You told me, like.
Well, it's James Robert, I would have been James Robert Carter Jr. So J.R.
Yeah. So Junior, J.R.
James
Junior,
Robert. That's right, yeah.
Junior. he tells me the story of the party, but I'm like, wait, what? You almost Junior.
J.J.
you can't talk to me.
It's like your nickname has a nickname.
Well, it's like my mom was going to marry 7, but you're going to be BJ. Jesus Christ.
Tight.
I won't get joked down about that. Like,
it's going to be BJ.
BJTJ. Hotmail.com. They're shared email. Probably Yahoo. I don't know.
That's great. I could go by TJ because I do have my dad's first name as my middle name. Yeah.
Thomas J. Thomas can't James. See without his glasses. You know, what movie is that from?
I don't know.
Oh,
My girl.
Oh. Dan Aykroyd.
With the bees?
Yes.
Yeah. The funniest part about it is I'm allergic to bees.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin over here.
No matter when he dies or how he dies, I will be at his funeral going, Tom and Brady, and everyone's like, who invited this guy?
Dave's gonna be, he's still alive.
I'm going to ruin
a funeral.
Yeah. Were you guys also kids when you watched that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It made me sad.
Very horrible.
Very sad. I was
like, oh. Why the fuck are we watching this?
Yeah.
Has any movie ever made you cry? I think we've talked about the cast.
Oh, that is a good question. Yes.
I'll put mine out there first. I don't want anyone to feel vulnerable. If you don't want to share, that's fine.
I will share.
I did cry. I did shed. I shouldn't say I cried. Like, I was like, woo. But, you know, I'm talking like a tear or two drop. Armageddon got me during the Bruce Willis Ben Affleck, like, switcheroo
scene. Yeah, that made me tear up.
Fucking love my dad, dude. messing on the couch.
That's crazy. He's like, and bang.
Then, and then, no, he still got his, he didn't have to use the finger. Oh. Back in those days, he was dead.
He was dead.
Little hair at the bottom of the head. Like, why are you keeping that, brother? What are you doing?
He's like Paul Heyman.
Oh, my God.
A little bit.
He wore a lot of Budweiser.
Oh, my God. You next? I'll go now.
Oh, go ahead.
Mine's horrible. Damn, I had the movie in my freaking head. I just forgot it.
Was it Mighty Ducks 3? Because that got me too. That's my other one.
Oh, yeah, Mighty Ducks is horrible. Yeah. Mighty Ducks is horrible.
No, well, Mighty Ducks. I can't remember that one.
Something about dogs.
Spaceship?
No, it wasn't Spaceship. It's something about dogs.
Marley and Me?
No, it was like.
No, I know what he's talking about. It's three dogs.
Dogs. Homeward Bound.
A Dog's Place?
Yes.
I refuse to watch that movie because I'm going to fucking bawl like a little bitch the entire time.
I'm at work, fam. I'm a security guard because I was doing. I was securing a movie so nobody wouldn't pirate it. Nobody wouldn't record it. So I'm sitting in a packed theater. All these people work for Regal. And my wife is also working with me. She's down there. So she's looking back at me. And I'm like, I'm her supervisor. So I'm like, keep y'all on the movie. She's like, so we got through. She's like, dude, did you freaking cry? I was like, nah.
Guess I'm mine.
Oh, I've lied about it.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I didn't use that lie, but I was just like, I fucking yawned.
Yeah, I was like, guess I'm mine.
Try to explain it. I was like, man, fuck
you're
your
fucking dog.
Dog. She's like, nah, you was in there crying.
I had to sneeze. Shut up.
There's some dust coming in my eyes. Yeah.
Like, I had to stare at the screen for like 10 hours.
And literally, but someone farted next to me. Like, good God. I had an excuse at the wall. No. One of them's going to stick. No.
Those didn't. Someone farted next to me. Like, what about
him? Oh. Did you start crying? Jose, like, was that you farted? Take your nachos away.
Ma'am, are you eating onion rings over there? Cheeks.
That's what you get. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, a Dog's Place. Got me. I'm at work. I'm trying to be tough. You know,
yeah. We all walk around pretty
swell
tough.
Swell up.
Oh, yeah.
Us, you know.
I'm okay seeing people die in movies. I can't watch dogs die. I don't like it.
Well, I can watch, like, the most gruesome, like, horror movies ever, but my thing, like, I just can't see a girl get raped.
Yeah,
like, if I see like a movie, there's a rape scene, I can't.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! Yeah. Can I say this on here?
Yeah. Sure,
dude. Those are my favorite scenes.
The rape ones.
Yeah. <Yes. laughs>
What do you love about them?
It's awesome.
What do you love about them?
The sex, I guess. Yeah. I was like, oh.
You just like rough sex.
No, don't be sorry.
Let me bring it back down to me. You just love rough sex.
I can get into that one. Like, I mean, I don't like the idea of rape. It was just like, makes a good movie, dude.
It's a bold statement.
Right. It's like, I spit on your grave. Oh. You seen that? I know you seen that jam.
Yeah,
she does get some hella revenge though.
Yeah. And I love that.
She comes
back.
I love all that. Fucks up all of them.
It's a movie. I've never heard of that.
So it's a horror movie. It's called I Spit on Your Grave. It's about
when it come out.
Like an original, and then they did. Yeah, like, they've done remakes.
They made like 5 or 6 of them.
Throw some fucking years at
but,
me.
Probably
I'd say the '80s, and then they did
a horror film.
Yeah.
So it's a rider. She fucking gets in this cabin so she can, you know, just write her a book while these fucking hillbilly motherfuckers come up.
Yeah.
Gang rape her.
Take advantage.
Yeah.
Take advantage
of her writing process.
Yeah.
Throw her in the river, think she dies. She does not die.
She comes back,
Okay. Merch, and all of them.
Goes fucking yeah. Season hard six on of these Dexter. Motherfuckers.
That was great.
One,
yeah, great.
I watched that show.
One dude, she fucking shoved.
But that was, I don't know what season number it was, but the Save the Last Dance girl was the one that was.
Oh, Lumen. Fuck. Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles, yeah.
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 I loved her with Heath Ledger. I forget the movie called, but I loved her in that movie.
Oh,
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
I get 10 points. Fuck you guys.
That's my shit.
Me and Stu. Heath Ledger was a fucking
I invited Connell over to ask us random questions through the night and see who got them answered fast. He's been keeping
the West Coast.
Dave got a little notepad.
That's
the
whole pocket.
That's what the notepad's for.
One Dave. John got him by about half a second on that other one.
He goes, hey, I got two questions with 20 left. Be on it. If you get this, you fucking seal the deal.
It's over. Championship.
You win the little key. Yeah, championship. It's like you win the little you win the little kid basketball goal from the warehouse. Just gonna steal it.
I will take the Coca Cola one home.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking one.
Yeah.
I found my own screws.
All right, I need you to pull up another picture real quick. I kind of paraphrase this line. So, have you seen the movie? Do you like Superman? First of all, I should ask. You know?
No, I'm not a Superman guy.
Ooh,
there's not a lot of good movies made for that.
Hey.
No, it's not even
one of the early ones.
There's only one good one. Only one.
It's not even the Superman movies. It's just...
You don't like Superman.
Superman, though.
Well, it's like, okay, he's like an undefeatable superhero.
He's not undefeatable. There's Kryptonite.
Well, Kryptonite, but... There's Kryptonite. But I mean, like, he... fights anybody else that doesn't have it, like, he's going to win
over
every time. Sure. It's, like, an unfightable...
So you don't like that?
No, like, I like somebody to have a little bit more weakness than just Kryptonite. You know what I'm saying?
You got
to
have a little bit of bitch.
What's
Someone
could say the wrong comment to you. I want that in my Superman. Move over! Yeah. That's what breaks him down a little bit. Spider-Man, you in the way.
Stop. Well, I always like Spider-Man.
I gotta see my therapist.
Well, I always like Spider-Man because, like, he gets his ass kicked. You know? So he's a fucking teenager. Like,
but I mean, he gets his ass kicked, he comes back, like, wins the fight, you know. There's like some peril there.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, you're like this unbeatable.
I just love, you know me, I love that it's all written.
Yeah, so I know.
Yeah, I get zest kicked a little bit.
And it comes back.
It comes back. Yeah, give it to the guy. He's 15. Yeah. He's
right.
He's 27, but
it's like, I don't know. Like,
he has no there's no.
It's like there's some
boy
know,
got a lot of heart.
Yeah, it's like
he's got a lot of
heart.
He's got a lot of,
you know, like
fucking
Tebow. Yeah, he's Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow from Gator Swamp.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
my heart.
It was my heart.
Ooh, wait. This is a good one to move to. Johnny Manziel, right? Mm-hmm. Johnny Football.
Uh-huh. The man. Like,
I'm gonna kick my motherfucker. I'm gonna throw my motherfucking Heisman at y'all if you don't give Reggie Bush his Heisman back.
The more drugs he drank, he played better.
Well, Johnny Manziel being like, he did a fucking documentary.
Johnny
like,
Manziel.
I made
dude.
Money legally off of my fucking Kyle Shardom, but. Dude, I'm happy Johnny Manziel's doing that. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
He's being like, Reggie Bush, one of the greatest of all times.
Correct.
Doesn't get a fucking Heisman.
So UT just whooped NCAA's ass, though.
Goddamn right we did.
So I didn't hear about that.
Well, they got in trouble but.
Well, it was us and Virginia. It wasn't just us.
Yeah. But the whole NIL shit.
Yeah.
So if that's around back then, Johnny Manziel doesn't do one goddamn thing wrong.
Uh-uh.
You know.
But Reggie Bush is accused of the same.
Yeah, Reggie Bush would have been fine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the argument.
Give him his fucking Heisman back or...
I mean, he
let him be on the stage with us. He's a fucking asshole.
And man, by far that year, Reggie Bush like blew everybody away.
He was the he was by far hands down the best player in the nation that year. Not even close.
You guys are mad because
Vince Young had a really good year.
So paid his fucking parents rent. Like fuck, like you should have been doing that. Goddamn it! Like,
yeah. Well, I think they should have been taking the handshakes and the money like the whole time. Because, I mean, goddamn, like, you're a college student and man, you're living on fucking peanuts.
How long ago
and,
was that? You know, he was in the fucking college league. Reggie.
Yeah.
05.
Yeah, 05, 04. Yeah.
Well, the fucking 2006 National Championship, Texas USC, the greatest game ever fucking played.
The only game, first game I've ever bet on. Oh, and I lost big. Oh, I lost big.
Oh, the that Vince
was,
Young.
Dude, that, would, yeah. that was the best football game I've ever witnessed in my life.
Like, that was best year for a running back, period.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Reggie Bush was unstoppable. Was even in that game, like, it was just... Yeah. It was...
If they hadn't put Lindell White in...
Who had the ball last?
Hey, fourth and one, they put...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why not put Reggie Bush in? Man? It's almost like that Patriots Super Bowl scheme.
The Seahawks.
Yes. Yeah, give it to fucking Marshawn Lynch.
Yes.
Beast mode.
Yeah.
1 yard.
Yeah.
He's going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. They intercepted on the fucking goal line.
Yeah.
You ever see the show in the league? It's a show.
No, I haven't seen it.
About fantasy football?
Six white guys in a fantasy football.
It's such a funny show.
But they get like players from the NFL, like, incorporated on the show, and I swear to God, it was the season after that play.
Oh, the Patriots!
Like they're like, hey, Beast Mode, can you get me a beer? He's like, yeah, I got you. Like, just throw it on over. He's like, no, just walk it to you.
Yeah, I seen that.
Like, just throw it. He's like, it's so much easier if I walk it to you.
So Marshawn Lynch, like,
he's
you know,
a fucking national treasure. We got to keep that guy at all costs.
He's so great.
He's been
oh, my God. He's so fucking funny. He's got great insights. I know he goes... Yeah, I'm here, so I won't get fined. Like, that was his quote. But I mean, after the fact, like, he is one of the funniest ever.
Oh, yeah. But it's real. It's like, like, even the games he was suspended for, like, he was on the fucking train or the, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, my favorite story.
Been, like, sharing stories, talking with people, like, yeah, you know.
Well, my favorite story about him, like, weren't they in.
Like, oh, my God.
So like he, what was it like? Was he playing for Oakland or? You know the story I'm telling.
He was playing for the Seahawks.
Yeah,
but he's from like the Oakland area.
What? Yeah.
Like
he did play for Oakland for
year. One of his teammates was fighting from a guy from Oakland, like shoving, and he shoved his own teammate. Like that guy's not on my team, but he's from Oakland.
Right. Yeah, like he took because he's from Oakland. Oh, wow. He took fucking Oakland side against his own teammate.
Yeah,
never knew that.
Yeah, crazy. But that I'm like, fuck, dude. One
of the funniest things you'll ever see. Look up him in college when he played for fucking Cal. He like took a joyride on one of the fucking like golf cart gator things, dude. Like he's just whipping that motherfucker around. Like
I've never not liked him.
He's great.
Yeah. The only thing I dislike about him is he became beast mode against my team.
Oh, like, against
when
Saints.
He broke fucking 15 tackles in one goddamn play.
As much as you don't like it, you can't hate it. Yeah.
No, I don't hate it, like, but
I know you, but yeah.
But it's like, oh,
that made my soul happy.
Well, so we're talking. So
Falcons fan.
Oh, Dirty Bird! Goddamn it,
y'all rivals.
Oh,
if you punch him, wait till he
takes. But at one point,
why? You can't hit a man with glasses.
No, because Tom's taking his glasses.
Fuck off! Hell yeah, dude. That's one thing.
Yeah, it was gold.
How did I miss it?
No, I thought you was going to
jump. I'm so fucking glad you're here, buddy.
Yeah, me too. Oh, my God. Well, I was like, dude, like, can we get Connell every Tuesday?
I was like, I don't know what your schedule is. I want to, but...
Right.
Yo, I was supposed to come last Tuesday, but I ate sushi. It was disgusting. My kids love it. They didn't get sick. I ate like two bites. I'm like, dude, this is really warm raw fish. What are you doing?
That's why I don't eat this shit.
I don't do sushi.
I love the sushi.
A burger.
Like spaghetti. Pizza. Like none of that is.
French fries.
Yeah. I like American food. It's not really American.
Rice. Like, I still don't even think that.
Rice.
Dave, you know what that reminds me of? When we were in Toledo, fucking Chelsea's mom was there, and she was like, we were gonna order some food, and she's like asking recommendations. Dave's like, well, I like, you know, like burgers, this. She's like, how about Indian food?
No. I think we get Arabic food there.
So
yeah, it was, because it was hummus.
Which I was like, I'll eat hummus and fucking grape leaves, but
so early on,
I don't want any foreign fucking food.
Literally, man. He names off like all this, and she just starts just throwing like, out wild
want,
shit.
I wasn't trying to be mean. It was no. I want like burgers, like pizza, spaghetti, like, some pizza. Like she's like, no, let's get some weird shit. You can't get groceries through.
So early on, Connell, like, when I lived with this man, like, the first year, like, he calls Chinese food Indian food. But it's.
Wait.
But you want to tell it or you want me to tell it?
No. It was,
it was Chinese takeout.
But it smells so bad. Like, I never hung, like, my family, I don't know if Ed might now, but, like, we didn't grow up eating Chinese food or anything. We don't like it. And we have nothing against it, except my nose. I will say that, but it was just like, when John would bring that shit home, I would watch, we had a different couch set up. I would literally put my shirt over my nose, and he'd be on the back couch washing. I was like, oh, this smells so goddamn bad.
I grew up eating Chinese food.
Dude.
So you brought Indian food home today?
Yeah. He's like, Indian food. Yeah.
I'm heating it up.
Heating it up?
And like, we should probably open some windows. This is nasty. I'm offended.
It's those vegetables.
So once I actually caught wind of this, like...
I never told him about it.
But I mean... you eventually said something.
Yeah, I think
that's
the question. I was like, it smells.
I would
smell so bad.
It was like, all right, I'm bringing the Indian food home. You know, I would eat in my room.
And I felt bad about that.
Which don't feel bad.
Trying to bang the shoe. Like, but get to the alley.
Well, he wasn't like trying to bash me.
Get to the alley and eat your food.
Wasn't trying to bash me, but I mean, I was just being respectful.
Yeah, you know, I got you.
Yeah.
That smells so good.
They always do.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Have you ever told him about the mac and cheese?
Oh, I have not. You want to take lead on this? Or
this is about my mac and cheese.
So we're living at the old house.
I am too.
We'll call it the 919.
The 919.
Dave and I are having some beers.
We shared some cocktails.
Having a good time.
Having some beers.
Get the munchies.
Yeah.
He's like, bro. He's like, I got like mac and cheese boxes. I was like, I'll cook it. So start cooking it. Well, I get in the spice cabinet, and for whatever fucking reason, I decided to go fucking. It just said Asian seasoning.
It's literally called. Was it Asian? I thought it was Chinese seasoning.
Chinese seasoning.
No, I swear.
It was something like that. But yeah,
I was like, Indian seasoning.
It was so bad.
He puts it in the pot of mac and cheese. Okay.
Stirs
it in there. Serves me a bowl. No warning. What a piece
grossest,
of shit.
Grossest shit
so
ever.
There was always me and Tommy. I've told
so
you,
bad.
Me and Tommy beef for years. There was always the spare tire, the airport. I can never remember the third one. It was that mac and cheese. That was the most disgusting. Put Chinese seasoning in it, and I ate some. I was like, "What's going on?" I wanted to add something extra. Like, Add it to yours. Why did my yeah. We threw all of it out.
It's like you put it on the side, you know.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
You have the option like that wasn't that part of the deal. And we didn't have another box of mac and cheese. It was like, damn.
So you guys did it. You guys didn't eat.
We can go to Andre.
Well, Dave didn't. I don't even know if you did. Did you eat that shit?
I tried it. I ate a few bites.
He ate more than I did.
There it is.
Three bites.
It was so bad.
Trash. Trash can.
I'm so
bad. At my house, you gotta finish that up. I was doing it. Finish it up.
I'd rather track outside wild pets.
Well, I will give a shout out to your wife. What? Cooking the asparagus and...
Oh, hey, yeah. Cube steak?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
She's blowing me up now.
Like, that's a fucking meal, dude.
I'm going to get stumped. I'm going to get similar.
She's a sweet lady, but she would never want you to know that.
No, yeah. No.
Yeah. No. Well,
I mean, I said that with the utmost respect.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, it's like, I want to meet the family now, you know, because I got to meet this great man tonight, you know.
My kids are crazy, so...
Yeah, I'm used to kids.
Perfect.
You know, I got a granddaughter and a son's about to turn 20, so it's
that's
like,
crazy.
I know.
You're gonna make you dig a pool when you go. Don't fall for it.
I might babysit them one night.
Trust me. Just
for the adventure. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me. These kids, they don't ask questions. They insinuate.
They just do.
So,
it's good quality, though.
Do you do daddy stuff? You do daddy stuff. You do
daddy stuff. Yes, baby. What?
And my son, he's going to write to you for it. You have to let him.
Oh, shit. He's got a lock.
Oh, my God. He's shooting everything.
Mama, stop shooting me.
Please.
I hurt.
And I fucked around and bought.
You want to kill me so bad?
I fucked around and bought Nerf guns. So he comes in there, my daughter has friends over. He straight to her face. Bah!
Same. Damn!
007, that shit.
Yeah, teach it up.
I'm so good.
If you're going to be ruthless, at least be fucking ruthless.
Right. Yeah. He's gonna be the next James Bond.
Oh my god, I hope not. I tried to turn it to the side.
Boom, 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 boom. Blah, 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 blah. For no reason, put your arm over your shitty head.
For no reason.
It
doesn't help your aim. Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
Why do you could just.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang.
Could have been more effective. I don't know.
I just put two hands on it.
I'm no gunsmith, all right?
Or IT guy.
Never fought everyone. Never learned computers. Didn't work at Taco Bell. Worked at KFC, though.
Never took a grenade.
Oh. Chill, buddy.
Wink, wink.
Chill. Fuck the shit out of me. You know someone.
Hilarious.
Middle finger.
Oh my god.
Do you guys want to plug your dates? We do fake dates, like we.
Yeah.
We're traveling comedians.
So I am gonna be at the Cheds Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday for the lunches. Y'all come see me, though.
They have new lunch specials.
you get cheeseburger for $8.49, son. Cheeseburger and fries.
Oh, Tommy, where are you going?
I'm going to be at the Aarons, you know. Making phone calls and such.
Jay Qualum.
Did you call me?
Where's the fill of that?
Dude, you can find me in Canal nowhere.
Nowhere.
We're not showing up.
Uh-uh.
Shut up.
But show up.
Yeah, there it is.
Please show up to see us.